Right now, starting the Gemara on the Yud Beis Amud Beis, about guessing about 14 lines from the top. You can count from the air and tell me if I'm close.
Perfect.
So you got it. 15. So I want to be one off. Exactly. Okay. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. I'm a Rav. Lova Adam Taniso Uporea. A person is allowed to borrow his tainus and pay it back, which means, let's say you make your tainus on a certain day, and for some reason that day is not a great day for you to end up fasting. You have a big something going on that night. You don't want to miss it. So you're allowed to borrow from your tainus and pay it back. I mean, you can take this day, not make this day the fast day, and you'll fast a different day. When I said this in front of Shmuel, he said to me, what was it that the person, when he tempted the fast, was it a neder he took on upon himself? And if it was a neder, and if it was a neder, it wouldn't be enough not to pay it, which means you have to make sure you pay it back. But this isn't a neder. He made a suggestion. He wanted to fast. Didn't work itself out. He merely wanted to give himself this like level of suffering. So if he's able to, then he can do it. If he's not able to for some reason, then he doesn't have to do it. Meaning over here, he's taking offense to the idea that you have to be poreya. He says, why pay it back? You tried. It didn't work out. Let's say I would decide I'm going to fast a certain day. I walk into my family's house and they're having an engagement party. Okay. Bad time to start fasting. So you know what I say? Okay, I'll pay it back. So now they're saying, why pay it back even? You wanted something to do something. It didn't work out well. So you shouldn't have to pay it back at all. You should just, you tried. It didn't work out. Yeah, pops.
Can't you take that to the next level? I mean, you're saying I'll trade it for a different day, but couldn't you say, you know what? I thought I'd fast. You know what? It's not going to work for me. So I'm not fasting at all, period.
That's what Shmuel's saying.
No, he's saying is, okay, I hear what you're saying. Okay.
He said, you don't need to pay it back even. Like you just said, exactly what you said, meaning I was planning on fasting. It didn't work out well for whatever reason it is. It's not, I didn't make a neder. I was hoping to. I was trying to raise myself to the next level. It didn't work out. Let me just, since why do you have to actually pay it back? So therefore, according to Shmuel, opinion number one we just quoted, you can say it didn't work out. You don't even pay it back in the end. We're going to see now, Ika de Amri, those who had a different version of this back and forth in Rabbi Yehuda of Arav and Shmuel's response to that statement. Says the Gemara, Ikad Amri Amar Yehuda Marav, Lova Adam Taniso Uporeya. Same line we had above, that a person is able to borrow from his tainus now, meaning eat now and pay it back at a different time. Kermisa Kameh Shmuel, when it's said in front of Shmuel, Amar Li, Shmuel says, Pshita, of course. Of course you must pay it back. The opposite we said beforehand. Lo Ye El Neder. You know, this is no different than a Neder. This is just like a Neder. And a Neder, Milo Matzi Boy Lishlumei, when it comes to neder, who wouldn't suggest that you're able to pay it back? And if you couldn't do it now, you do it the next day or the following day afterwards. Those are all things that you could do. We're right now about 24 lines. We just got a few lines down right now from the words Rabbi Yeshua Breder of Edi. Yeshua Breder of Edi, again, smack in the middle of Yud Beis Amud Beis. Yehuda Rabbi Shua Bray the Rav Edi Ikla Lebay is a new discussion. Ikla Lebay Rav Asi or a somewhat new discussion.
Hey Rav.
Yeah.
Did Rav Shmuel mention the neder part in the first version?
The first version he says, what is the neder? It's not a neder. The second version he says over here, this is a neder. You say I'm gonna fast, is that a neder or not? Are you giving like a hopeful suggestion? You're trying to raise the bar a little bit in your religious commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's not really a neder. So at first, Shmuel thought it wasn't really a neder. And the second part we say over here, Shmuel saying, this is a neder. What do you mean? It's not different than a neder. And therefore, if it's a neder, then of course it's paid back at some point in time. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Okay. Says Gemara now the following. Mm-hmm. Oh, we got a cup of water coming our way. Thank you, Itzara.
For me or for Abba?
For me or for Tzili?
Tzili,
okay.
Thank you so much, Itzara.
Say hi, Poppy.
Hi, Poppy.
Okay, let's get out of here. Says the Gemara the following. Okay. Yeshua Breder of Edi Ikla Levei Rav Asi. He visited the house of Rav Asi. Abdulai Igla Tilsa. They made for him a third-born calf. Apparently, we see as many times that back in the day, a third-born calf was with the tenderest meat. It had very good meat. And therefore, they made him a real delicacy. Amru Leili to Omar Midi. They said to him, Nu, taste something. Have a little bit. Have a little bit. We're smack in the middle, Gabe, of Yud Beis and Mem Beis. We went slowly for you, so we got back from davening. You wouldn't be too far behind. Anyways.
Thank you.
No problem. The Gemara over here, it says, they made him, again, right now, I'm reading from the words of Yoshua Braid Rav Idi. It's approximately 25 lines from the top of the page. Approximately. The last one lines were Rav. Yoshua Braid Rav Idi, at least in my Gemara. Yoshua Braid Rav Idi, Ikma Lebeir Rav Asi. So Yoshua Braid Rav Idi, he arrived, he visited the Beir Rav Asi. Abdullah Igla Atzil. So they made for him a third-born calf, which is a very a fine cut of meat. Amrulay lit Omar meat. They said to him, new, taste a little bit. Amrulay said back to him, Tanisa Yasibna. I'm sitting in a fast right now. I'm fasting. I can't have the food. I'm in the middle of a fast. Amrulay Velozi Mar Vilifra. Why don't you borrow from this fast and pay it back later? Meaning, if you can't fast today, we said earlier today, if you can't fast right now, then break your fast and pay back the fast day a different day. We just, you know, you have an opportunity here to dine in the finest of meats. Lo Savar Lamar, Laha Damar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, do you not hold like that which Rav Yehuda says the name of Rav? Lo Va'adam Taniso Poreya, that a person can borrow from his fast today, meaning he can cash in his fast, meaning not fast today, Uporeya, and he can pay it back a different day. You have an opportunity to have a great Suda. I know you plan on fasting, but you know what? Borrow from today's fast. Pay it back a different day. So Amar Lui, said back to them, I can't. You know why? Tanis Chalom Hu. I'm not Sam fasting. I'm fasting for a dream that I have. We have a concept called Tanis Chalom Hu. It's a very, very serious thing. We'll see in a minute how serious it is. It's a very serious thing. Someone has a terrible dream. In our family, we've had it a few times before in the past where someone has a very unusual dream and it's very clear and vivid and it had a very bad, it had a bad message. Yeah, we did Tanis Chalom Hu. And people do, either they do, well, it's called, you know, also Tanis Chalom Hu also, but you have a fast you do because you had a bad dream, and people do this sometimes. But Amar Rav Bar Machzia, Amar Rav Chami Bar Guria Amar Rav, Yafet Tanis L'Chalom Ke'ech L'Noris, that a Tanis for a dream is like fire to chaff, meaning it's very effective. We're about to get to the next mission, one line down from now. So
was Rav Yafet, is Rav Yafet his name?
What's that?
Rav Yafet was his name?
No, Yafet means it's good. Amar Rav Kama. Yafet's good. Tainus for a cholam is good. It's effective as fire is when it gets to a chaff. I mean, it consumes the chaff completely, and which is the grains, the part of the grain. And therefore, it's very kedai to continue to fast on this, not to push it off. And dafka and Amar Chizda bo bayom. The most effective way to fast for the dream is the day when you have that dream. Fast that day. Remember Rabbi Yosef, a people of Shabbos. And it says, even if it fell on Shabbos, you could fast. Right now, we're one line before the Mishnah. Even if it fell on Shabbos, you can fast on Shabbos. So we say, Maita Kante, how do you do that? How do you fix a fast on Shabbos? How do you fix that one? How do you fix a fast on Shabbos? It's supposed to eat on Shabbos. Mar says over here, you should fast on Shabbos. And then, Leisim Tanisa, Latanisa. You should fast for fasting on Shabbos. Meaning, you're not supposed to fast on Shabbos in general, but it's important to fast for certain reasons. If you fast for that reason, then you should fast on Shabbos and then fast later on for the fast that you did on Shabbos. That's how you should do it in the end of the day. And that's really what people pass at the end as well. If you had a terrible dream, you want to fast for it. Even on Shabbos, you're allowed to. Dad, you had a question. Dad, you asked.
Yeah, you talked about fasting stam for the purpose of fasting. The impression that I had as we've gone through the various learning is that you fast for a purpose. So wouldn't 90%, 95%, 99% of your fasting be for a purpose? So there's no stam fasting. So all of them would be one that you wouldn't put off for whatever reason.
No, I'll give you an example. Let's say you fasted because you wanted to chew on something. Something bothered you. You wanted to demonstrate your regret, and you want to fast for whatever you did wrong. So let's say, for example, someone asked him to eat chametz and Pesach by accident. He was spaced out by accident. He says, you know what? Okay, I just did that. I want to fast to soak up his bracha that I wish I hadn't done that at all. Or any other reason. The Sefer Torah was dropped, and you saw it being dropped, and you should fast now for it. People say you can give sukkah instead of fasting, but you said, I'm going to fast one day at least, because what I saw was terrible. Okay, so now all of a sudden you come and surprise, it's your birthday party and your parents threw for you. Well, now you feel bad not eating it. You know, Your wife cooks you your favorite meal. Now you feel bad not eating it. So you want to be low vel, tanisos. Okay, so there's room to be to borrow from this tizer now, this fast, and fast a different day instead.
It seems to take away from the seriousness of any fast if you can borrow another time. You drop the sefer Torah, the example, even with the examples you gave. If you're serious about the fact that there's a concern that you saw the sefer Torah, it takes away from the meaningfulness of the fast by saying, you know what, I push it off a day.
Well, so let's say, for example, you say, you know, you're gonna give tzedaka, which you can do also instead of fasting. But you say you still feel like you should fast one day. You want, you know, what happened was a jarring event. Okay, so you're allowed to. But then whatever happened was your wife came home that day and she had a surprise for you. So you're not going to eat now? You're going to make her feel bad? So okay, so then you borrow fast. It's not a small thing, but there are times when we want to make sure that we're sensitive to other people also. Like the case we had the Gemara was a guy cooked you a straight dish that you love. You got to the guy's house, cooked your dish. You're like, oh, I'm not eating today. So that's hard for that guy to hear. So okay, you ought to be sensitive to that guy also. Aaron Bluestein, what do you got?
I feel like for that example that they gave it, like the special meat that they made for the Rav, I think that's like kind of like surprising. And like, I feel like the Yisrbeim wouldn't like have like such tavas for like.
You're right. Sometimes the biggest gift you can do is be a taker. For you to let someone be mechabed you is a gift. I'm sure you don't want the gift. I'm sure you don't want it. There's a discussion that we have. We say this also in Pirkei Avos. It says in Mishlei, Soni Matanos Yechia, the one who hates gifts will live. It's a good thing to not take gifts.
Rabbi Shmuel,
exactly. But at the same time, someone gives you a gift. So sometimes you're a giver by taking. You're giving him the feeling of being a taker, which is something that he wants you to do. So that's also a thing. If your wife comes home with you and gives you a nice present, you're like, I don't want a present. You know that. I'm returning this. She's offended by that. You know, even though you want to be someone who doesn't, that's not a gift. The gift is you should be giving her a gift by taking her gift. That's also a gift. Okay. Mishnah. Start the Mishnah right now. New Mishnah. If you missed the first part, you can catch up later on. Mishnah says over here, Avru v'lo elu v'lo nenu. So let's say you had, don't forget, we had already six fasts. We had three fasts that were done by the Yechidim, three fasts that were done by the Tzibur, and now those fasts already passed, and nothing happened. You weren't answered. So Beis Din goes in Gimel Tanios Acherus al Tzibur. Beis Din, there goes a three more Tanios on the Tzibur. Again, on those Tanios, there's another set of rules now. What's the rule? Ochlin v'shosim v'ojum. You're allowed to eat and drink, but only while it's still day, meaning last time we had, you could even eat and drink till the night, even till the next morning, but not the morning. Now we say over here, this is a more severe set of fasts. And now you're only allowed to eat and drink up until the prior day, but not the night beforehand. That you have to already stop, like we have with the Shabbat. But Asur Mimlacha, you can't do any Mimlacha that, you know, that whole day, that night and day. Ubrechitza, you can't bathe. Ubesicha, you're not permitted to anoint yourself, ubinos a sandal, you're not allowed to wear leather shoes. Tash the mita, and you can't sleep with your wife those days either. So that's like the Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur versions that would apply already after you've done Yechidim three fasts, Tzibur three fasts. Still no answer. We raise the bar in the day. Benolos and Merchatzos, they lock the bathhouses. Avru Elu, that's what happens in the next fast of three, series of three. Avru Elu Lo Nanu. Let's say that passed. You have nine fasts now, three Yechidim and six more from the Tzibur, and nothing happened. So now Beis Din goes in Alein Od Sheva. Beis Din decrees another seven more fasts to come. Chain Yud Gimel Tanos on Tzibur, which altogether becomes 13 full altogether fasts from the Tzibur, and we had three other ones from the Yechidim. And Arei Elu Yiseiros Al Rishonos. And these next seven are more than the prior six. In what way? Shabbeilu Masriyan, they cry out. We'll see what that crying out means later on in the Gemara. They cry out differently. But no one is a chanios. They lock the stores. And now Bisheni on Mondays, we mentioned before you're fasting on Monday and Thursday. On Mondays, Matin im Chashecha, they start to open when it starts to get dark outside on Mondays. Because again, on Mondays, we want to keep the fast going until nighttime. But when it gets night, you want to have food. So before evening, they start to open up the stores that have food in them on Mondays. And Chamishi, on Thursdays, Mutar b'nei kavod Shabbos. You're allowed to keep the stores open because you have to buy food for the sake of Shabbos. You know, so therefore,
everyone recovered and take.
That's why we. That's why we don't start fasting on Thursdays, right? On Monday instead of Thursdays. But on Thursday we do a lot and just buy it for tonight. We have to buy it for the whole Shabbos, so they keep it open all Thursdays. Now let's say, yeah, Gabe, sorry, what do you got?
Just two things. First, what does Shibalu Matrian mean?
What does?
We said
Shibalu. That on these extra seven fast days, Matrian, which means we're going to cry out. We'll see what that cry out means. Of course, it means like true, like shofar blast. We'll see later on what it means. So on these seven fast days that we just added on, there's extra over the prior ones that there's like a level of crying out. You lock the stores. You can't open those days even. Okay.
And then Matin Im Chashecha is like, and you close it if it
comes. So you start to open it while it gets dark. I mean, as it's getting dark, right before it gets dark, you're allowed to start opening the stores so there's food to buy before the fast ends. And on Thursday, we'll be fasting on Mondays and Thursdays. So on Thursday fast, then you keep the store open the whole day. Because you have to get ready for Shabbos also, and it's not enough just to buy food for that night. You have to buy food for the whole Shabbos and get ready.
Got it.
Avru Eilu Neno. Let's say those days all pass and you are not yet answered, meaning there's no rainfall yet. Matin b'masav matan. We want to go through a level of mourning right now. So limit the amount of business that you do. Masav matan means business. Don't do so much in business. You should keep to a minute, a limited amount. The binyan u'benetia, building projects and planting your gardens, limit those as well. Be'erushin of Nisuin, limit engagements and marriages. U'b'sheila shalom be'am l'chaveiro, and limit or restrict, I should say. Most of these last few ones are restricting. Restrict the pleasantries that people give to each other, the common pleasantries, or just the casual hellos. Restrict those as well. Kibnei adam hanizufin l'makom. Because right now we look at ourselves like people who have been rejected, excommunicated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We've been rejected by Hashem, and we should act that way. We should be mourning over that. Hayichidim, the individuals we had who started all the fast days, they go back to fasting again. Chozrin umisanin ad shiyetz Nisan. Again, Mondays and Thursdays, they continue fasting up until when Nisan finishes. But Yatz and Nisan, when Nisan finishes, we don't do fast more because now rain is actually bad for us if Nisan is over. The yard of Gushabim, if the Nisan finishes and now it starts to rain, that's a simon klal. Even if it was raining the first time, now it's a bad sign. Shnemar halo katsir chitim hayom. Supposed to be the time for harvesting right now. As we get closer to Shavuos, it's time of harvesting, and therefore rainfall during the time of harvest is actually no longer beneficial, and therefore we don't fast and hope for rain beyond the Nisan month.
But if they have no water, they do eat it so they can live.
The rain water will not help anymore. It's already past the season. Now is the time for planting. Or harvesting, I should say. Harvesting and then planting more, and then only afterwards is rain and water. So whatever limited things were left from what, maybe you water yourself. You didn't have rain water in Hashem, but you water things yourself, maybe. But it's still a bad omen. Okay. Says the Gemara as follows. Bishlam Kulu Isbu Tanu. I understand the restrictions on these last few fasts that we had where you want to not, you know, things at like Yom Kippur-like levels. You have, see, those are pleasurable. Rechitza, Sicha, Tashamita, bathing, anointing, sleeping with your spouse. Those are things that are very enjoyable. And therefore, I understand why we shouldn't be full of enjoyment right now. Of a malacha, sorry, but why can't you work? Working is a pain anyways. Why is it an issue to work? Now, for me, it's not a pain because I get to teach Torah to you guys. But for other people who have to go to work every single day, that's a pain. And therefore, why would working... If we're trying to be in a state of like of not simcha, well, working doesn't give you simcha usually. Amar b'chiz, amar yirmiyah b'raba, amar kra, says in the pasuk, kitchu tzom, kiru atzara, isu zikenim. Means we set it aside as a fast day. We've called together a gathering, and you collect the zikenim together. And we see over here that tzom is compared to the word atzara. It's called a hekesh. We're the same pasuk, tzom and atzara. It's like atzeres. It's like atzeres. The word atzeres, according to Rashi, refers either to Shmini Atzeres or refers to Shavuos, which is also called atzeres in the Torah. And both those, Ma Atzeres, Asur Mosek Melacha, those 2 days in the Chumash, we know that describes atzeres. You can't do Melacha on those days. So too, Avtainis, Asur Basias Melacha. So too, we have a Hekish in the Pasuk. We should also treat a fast day like it's Asur Melacha. Marcus, 1 second. You want to really compare the rules of Atzeres, the rules of a fast day, Ima Atzeres Me'orsa. Avtan is not Me'orsa. Don't forget, this is already in the first set of the 3 new fasts that we have, where we say that that Orsa means nighttime. Just like at Saris. Ah, this is what you're asking with that. Just like at Saris then, which already the Isra Malacha happens at nighttime, so too, outside is Nami Orsa. You should also have the Isra Malacha at nighttime. Again, according to, guys, the way we understand the Gemara over here is that when we gave the restrictions in the Mishnah, the restrictions we have beforehand of eating, that was already started at nighttime. But apparently the other restrictions, at least the restriction of Isra Malacha, something is only the next day, it sounds like. But if we're really going to compare this to Atzeres, then it should even be the prior night, Isra Malacha. And we don't have that din according to the Gemara now. There's no Isra Malacha the prior night. And therefore, it's not a full-fledged hekesh between Shavuos or Shmi Atzeres and a fast day. So one more time, we're going to ask the question of where do you see, why is there Isra Malacha on this day? Yeah, Gabe, what do you got?
I feel like though, like we came and said, oh, we have to do all this, but why Malacha? Because there's no restriction. And then we come and we said, oh, because it's like an Atzeres, which is that. But shouldn't, if it's like an Atzeres, shouldn't that be like Vadai? Because we know an Atzeres, you start the night before. Like, is that like a Chiddush, the part where you start the night before? Or is that just like an explanation of
We don't hold that way. I mean, we don't start that beforehand when it comes to Isra Malacha. That's the point. Meaning, if it was really like Atzeres, we should start that beforehand. But we don't start Isra Malacha the night beforehand, but we should. And therefore, when we had the Mishnah had the list of Isurim, so you don't eat the night before, that's true. But everything else, and certainly we'll focus on Isra Malacha, sounds like over here, it could be the night beforehand, just not the next day. We're having two chumras over here. One chumra is Isra Malacha. One chumra is that you don't eat the night beforehand. And the second chumra is that all these things that we have, Nias HaSandal, Tashra Hamita, Rechitza, Sicha, those are things that Isra Malacha, those things didn't exist the last fast. There's a new thing, the last set of fasts. This is a new thing. And therefore, we're not going to compare it to Atzeres. Atzeres, everything started the night beforehand. And this over here, everything is not the night beforehand. It's only Achila is the night beforehand. So therefore, our Hekesh is not a full-fledged Hekesh. And therefore, we're going to try to find a new answer. How do you know that you can't do Malacha? Why can't you do Malacha on a fast day? Malacha is not a Tanuk. It's not enjoyable. So I'm Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira says, yeah, Aaron, sorry.
Which set of fasts are we talking about right now?
We already had the first three fasts for the Yechidim. We had the next three fasts that we had were for the Tzibur, and now we have the last or the next set of three fasts. So it's the fourth, fifth, and sixth of the Tzibur, and the seventh, eighth, and ninth for the Yechidim. The first set of fasts we have in our Mishnah mentioned. So we're still back to our question now. Why can't you do Malacha on the fast day? It's not Tanu. So I'm Rabbi Zeira. I understood Rabbi Yirmiyahu Bar Abba, who quoted the pasuk earlier, as saying the following. Amar Kra, Asmu Zakenim. It says, gather the elders. And that's really the source. Dumasiva Zakenim. We should compare the dinim of Malacha and everything like that to the gathering of the elders. Ma'asivas Zekanim b'yom, avtom nami b'yom. Just like Asivas Zekanim is done b'yom, so too the tzom also is done b'yom. One second. We said above, it's asri b'od yom. Sorry, only b'od yom you start your fast. One second. The Gemara over here right now. Tulsa asked the question I was thinking about. So good. At least I feel like I'm going to be comforting right now. Meaning, right now, what bothers me is the following thing. We do start something at nighttime. What do we start at nighttime? We start at nighttime fasting. So right now, Tulsa asked the question. Tulsa here says, one second. According to the Gemara right now, this is the Bible we have on the page. According to the Gemara right now, it says, Asa Zakanim, Ma'asiv Zakanim, B'yom, Aftsom Nami B'yom. But it's not true. We really start fasting like beforehand. It means everything else but the fasting. The fasting happens like beforehand. Everything else we're comparing to a Siva Zakenim. Even though it says the word Tzom in the Gemara, it refers to everything but the Tzom. The Tzom we know already, we've extended it to night beforehand. All the other things coming along with the fasting, that only happens in the daytime like a Sifas Zakenim, like Asu Zakenim. And therefore, we know cicadas use your elder people. You're not getting together with them at nighttime. They're usually going to sleep. They're in the house at nighttime. When do you get together with them in the daytime? You get together with them. And therefore, all these extra restrictions only start the daytime like a Siva cicadum. More stuff here one second. But what kind of day? The Ema Mitihara. The word Tihara means Saharayim. The Tet in Aramaic is a Tzadi in Hebrew. Tihara, Saharayim. Maybe we should then say these things only start applying in the afternoon time. Why first in the morning? So Rav Shisha, Raider of Edi, Sayalei Ravuna, Rav Shisha, Raider of Edi says it supports Ravuna's din. The Amr Ravuna, Ravuna says, the Amr Mitzafra Kinufa, the gathering of people usually starts, the Tzibor gets together for the Tfilos, it starts in the morning of the fast day. So now we have this quick step backwards, then we'll get to my son Yechiel's point about the raise me. Okay, we have the following Hara. Again, we have the following point. Our source that we have Isra, Sis Malacha, is not from the source of Atzeres, rather from the idea of Asvu Zakenim. We compare all of the dinim of fasting to being Osef Zakenim. Just like Asifa Zakenim was done in the daytime, so too, again, we compare on one hand to Orsa, to Atzeres. Atzeres is an Isser of Malacha, but we actually make this Isser Malacha only like the Isu Zakenim, like the time when the Zakenim start to gather, which is the morning, not the night, not the night beforehand, not the afternoon, but in the morning, the Zakenim get together to daven for the fast. So that happens in the morning time. Therefore, that is when all these restrictions besides eating, which happens beforehand, the restriction of Malacha actually happens only starting in the morning of this fasting. Okay. That brings us now to the next part of the Gemara. Hechi Avdi. Let's go through how the fast day itself played out. You know, walk me through the day. Hechi Avdi, how exactly did this occur? So Amar Abai, Mitzafra ad palga de yoma ma'ayin b'milei de masa. From the morning, Tzafra's the morning. From the morning until palga de yoma, till chatzos, till midday, we're going to analyze, you know, what's going on in this place. Meaning, why is this place deserving of a drought? By the way, it's a very important part. The fast is not about not eating. Like most people who fast, I always tell my students every single time we fast together, I say, it's not just trying to get through the day. You know, people fast all the time. People fast. People in many countries don't have food. It's not just to survive without eating. It's to, you know, to try to understand better. It's just a little introspection. What is going on here? So the first half of the day is supposed to be spent in introspection. Mili Demasa, this place. What is going on in this place? Why is it fitting to have a fast in this place? Introspective. When you guys have Shavuos and Bar Tammuz coming up in a little over 2 weeks from now, because don't get to Rosh Chodesh. So when that happened, so you're not just trying to get through the fast, you know, watch movies and read books and fall asleep. That's not the goal. The goal is to have introspection. The first half of the day was introspection. Mikam Be'ilich, from now the second half of the day, we're going to break it down into two different parts. Riva de Yoma, a quarter of the day, which means a half of the second half, which is a quarter of the day. Karina b'sifra of aftarta, you read the Sefer Torah and you read aftarta. Mikam Be'ilich, and then from this, the last quarter of the day, but you know, Rachmi, you have to daven the Kodesh Baruch Hu, like extra tefillos to Kodesh Baruch Hu. He should save us from this terrible position we're in right now. Shneamar, it says in the pasuk, "Vayakumu al amdam." That they will read the whole pasuk inside. Vayakumu al amdam, yikru b'sefer Torah Hashem Elokeim, reviyas hayom misvadim mishakim Hashem Elokeim. This over here is again a pasuk in Nehemiah. It says that they would stand up on their place, they would read the sefer Torah of Hashem for a quarter of the day, and the other quarter of the day they would misvadim. They would do vidur, they would confess, and they would bow, and they would pray to Hashem. They just do tefillah. Gemara says ipuchana, meaning why don't we assume again? We have over here two parts of our day. We have the first half, which is introspection, and the second half, which splits into halves. The first half, the second half, we read from the Torah and read from the Navi. The second half, we do extra davening. Ipuchana. Meaning, maybe I would think maybe we should split it up. Meaning, make this pasuk the first half of the day. First half, they read from the Sefer Torah and Haftorah, and the second part of that first half, you should daven. And the last half of the day, we should start to search our behaviors and our deeds. Why don't we do it that way? When it says lo sagai, don't think that the Sefer says the Eli Yasfu Kol Charid B'Divrei Elokei Yisrael Al Mal Hagola. It says to me, everyone should gather. Kolchari, anyone who's trembling of the word of God should gather al malagla. What's going on in this gullus? Why are we Why are we currently in this state? And it says at the very end, "Minchas erev kamti mitanasi v'afreshak apay al Hashem." And in the later afternoon, I got up from my fast. Not that I broke my fast, but I got up with my fast, and I spread my hands out to Hashem, and I davened. So we see over here, the last part of the day should be the davening. So that the quarter before that one should be the reading Torah and after Torah. And therefore, the first half of the day now should be, has to be with introspection of the city. So again, we know for sure that there's a half a day that has in it Torah reading, Haftorah, and davening. And there's also a half a day separately that has in it introspection. Where each one falls out is the question. The Gemara now concluded from the Pasuk in Ezra, where it said that everyone's gathering over here to me. And as the evening time comes, I get up to daven. So we see that the evening, second half of the evening, or pre-nightfall, towards the end of the afternoon, when the davening happens. So then I can go backward and say, okay, if the davening happens second half of the evening, the first half of the evening then should be Torah reading and Haftorah. And then the first part of the day would be the iyun, the looking into our behaviors. Okay, new sugya right now. Amr Afram Bar Papa Amr Rav Chizda. Kol Shum Mishum Avil. Could go Tisha B'Av V'Avil. Anytime we're mourning, like for example, Tisha B'Av is a mourning over the Beit Hamikdash, or Avil is an actual Avelus of a loved one, Asur Bein B'Cham and Bein B'Tzonin. You're not allowed to get any, this refers to, okay, again, to bathing over here, to bathing. You can't get any pleasure. You can't bathe at all, both hot water as well as colder waters. So you can't wash yourself at all. But kol shum mishum tanug, any day, that would be, we have restrictions because of tanug, because we're trying to limit your enjoyment, but not at a morning. You go in Tanya Sibur, like we have in a Tanya Sibur. You're not mourning. You're trying to restrict your enjoyment in the world. So there, Becham and Usher, only warm water is Usher, but Betzoni Mutzer. But cold water, it's not as enjoyable, and therefore you're allowed to bathe in cold water. By the way, just coming up around the corner very soon, that will be the halacha when it comes to the 9 days, about showering the 9 days. We should do so in non-enjoyable water. Doesn't mean you have to make yourself suffer in cold water, but you should not be sitting there enjoying the warmth of the water. Okay. Amr of Edibar Oven, Edibar Oven says, Af ananami tanina. We also learned this in the Mishnah. It's the Mishnah's Venol and Esmer Chatzal. The Mishnah said over here, you shouldn't bathe, and says you should close up the bathhouses. So what does that mean? Amr Abai explained. What does it mean? It means that the bathhouses should be closed up. We already said you shouldn't bathe. So what are the bathhouses? Bathhouses were warm water. We're saying right now, when we say you shouldn't bathe, it means close up the bathhouses with warm water. That's what it means. And therefore, cold water is still permitted. And that's the case of a tiny seabor. Gemara says, one second. Amalei Abaye, even Tzonin Usser. Let's try to understand this better. Let's say Tzonin was Usser. Usser to bathe also in cold waters. What could have said the Mishnah to demonstrate that? So for instance, Naros be violated. It should have said you should stop up the rivers. Meaning, there's no way to describe it. How do you describe someone? You're right. Bathhouses have hot water in them. How else could you have said you don't want people have cold baths either? You should say you should put a dam in the river so they shouldn't flow anymore. That's ridiculous. So there's no way we could have said it over. You can't prove from the Mishnah's lashon that you should close up the bathhouses. That means that only hot water is not allowed and cold water is allowed. How else would you have said to stop from cold water? You should put you should stop what rivers from running? There's no way you could have said it otherwise. Yeah, Renan, what do you got?
You're saying the question is, why are we like expounding that it was only the hot water when that
we made a diuk. We said the fact that the Mishnah says only hot water, it's only bathhouses, close the bathhouses, what does that imply? The bathhouses dafka close up. Why? Because they have hot water. And that opinion, that statement is kind of shedding light what the original Isra of Rechitza was. Rechitza is usher, so close up the bathhouses. Why? What rechitza is usher? The warm bath water rechitza, but cold mutter. So we're saying that's not a good proof. How would you have said to stop cold water? There's nothing you could do to stop. We're describing. Don't have bathhouses open. Not to exclude cold water. Cold water also might be usher. But what are you going to tell me? How do you stop cold water? You should put a dam in the river so it shouldn't flow. That's ridiculous. So we're saying don't make a diuk on the Mishnah's reference of a bathhouse. And say, oh, that bathhouse must mean hot water, but cold water is mutra. So Mercy of here, again, Sokrin Esanaros, we violated the Mishnah. That's what it should have said. That's crazy. So Amar Shisha, Braidra Edi, Abba Hachi Kashale. This is what my father, Rav Edi, was really bothered by when he was explaining. After Rav Edi went to the line above, and he made the deal from the Mishnah of Noos Mirchatos, this is what he was explaining. This is what he was bothering him, how he's explaining it. Michti, which means let us see. Tnan Aser Berchitza. It says you can't bathe. So therefore, Noos Mirchatos, Lamli, why mention close the bathhouses up? El Elab, Shema Minas, come to teach me. Bicham and Aser, Bitsonein Mutter. The reason why it highlights the bath, I don't say bathhouses. I would have assumed if you can't bathe, you can't bathe anything at all. Why single out the mechatzos? Bathing is, we would assume, is both hot and cold. Why then mention the mechatzos? It must be telling me only mechatzos are a problem. Shmamina, Becham and Usser, only hot water is a problem on a tiny seaboard. Again, for mourning, like Tisha B'Av or Avraham Avil, then both hot and cold is Usser. But for a tiny seaboard like our case, there it's Cham is Usser. So in his mutter. Now we say, Lema's LA, let's try to bring a support. We'll end with this point of view. Let's bring a support as well. Again, Lema's are almost always rejected. It says anyone who has to go to the mikvah can go to the mikvah appropriately and normally, whether Tisha B'Av and whether Yom Kippur. B'mai, what kind of water are you talking about? What are you talking about? You go to the mikvah with hot water. Who says you go to the mikvah in hot water in general? Shu'uvininu. That usually when you get hot water, you have to like redirect the water and light a fire in that area to heat it up. And that would be go over a vessel. A vessel would be used to gather water to light it up. That would make it shuvim. You can't use hot water, we assume. You can't use hot water for mikvah. So how could you do that? El alav bitzonin. It must be that we're talking about cold water. B'chayit filos in. And when do we let people use cold water? Only if you're chayiv to go to the mikvah. In a shachrin, you low. But other people, besides people who are chayiv to go to the mikvah, again, these are on days over here, on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, cannot use these. Actually, we have to lose our time. We'll stop over here. I'll go back to this part, Blue Nether, this proof next time we go, Blue Nether. Stop over here.
Hey, Rav.
Yeah.